The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 27, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on October 21st, 2008, in Riga, Latvia.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 27. Everyone can move closer. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Icha dvesha samuchena. Dvandva mohena bharata, sarvabhutani sammoham, sargeyanti parantapa. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O scion of Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arisen from desire and hate. Purport. The real constitutional position of the living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme Lord, who is pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this knowledge, he becomes controlled by illusory energy and cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The illusory energy is manifested in the duality of desire and hate. Due to desire and hate, the ignorant person wants to become one with the Supreme Lord and envies Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure devotees who are not deluded or contaminated by desire and hate can understand that Lord Sri Krishna appears by His internal potencies. But those who are deluded by duality and nescience think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is created by material energies. This is their misfortune. Such deluded persons symptomatically dwell in dualities of dishonor and honor, misery and happiness, woman and man, good and bad, pleasure and pain, etc., thinking, this is my wife, this is my house, I am the master of this house, I am the husband of this wife. These are the dualities of delusion. Those who are so deluded by dualities are completely foolish and therefore cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Vada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Sri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Sajiva Sadaita Savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So what does this mean? This means we are bewildered. And what is that bewilderment? It is the bewilderment of bodily identification. This is the one root cause of all of our difficulties. We are still dreaming, I am this body. That really is what it all boils down to. We may say, well, I don't have enough money, I don't have this thing, that thing. We make up so many reasons why we think we're not happy. But those are all false. Simply because we are lacking the realization that I am not this body, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Simply because of that one thing. We are facing one anxiety after another anxiety after another anxiety after another anxiety. So, do you want to break free from the world of anxiety? Then you must kick out the false identification with matter.
Tad jums jāatbrīvojas, jums jāizspar projām šī nepatiesā identifikācija ar ķermeni.
That's the stumbling block.
Tas ir sākuma punkts.
We are still thinking, I am male.
Joprojām mēs domājam, es esmu vīrietis.
Or I am female.
Es esmu sieviete.
This is a dream.
Tas ir sapnis.
We have nothing to do with this body.
Mums nav nekā kopīga šo ķermeni.
Not me.
Ne man.
This body can be given up within a minute. We saw how Vishnupriya Mataji in Copenhagen, she was singing the Gavastakam prayers, leading the Mangal Arti Kirtan. All of a sudden she was hit out of the blue with a subarachnoidal hemorrhage. Which the neurosurgeon told us can cause instant death. So she was laughing about it later on. She says, it's been very nice if I had died while I was leading the kirtan. We had no idea. She almost died leading the kirtan, you see. Just all of a sudden, wham. So we never know. At any moment, death can come for any of us. We are living at the door of death at every minute. Do you think you're not living at death's door? You see, that's our illusion. The Mahabharata is very nicely explained by Maharaj Yudhishthira. This very poignant point.
Maharaj Yudhishthira, Mahabharata, to ļoti precīzi izskaidro.
Ahani ahani bhutani ganshantialamalayam shesha stavra michchami kim mascharyamataha padam. At every moment, countless numbers of living beings are being dragged to the court of Yamaraj, kicking and screaming.
Katru mirkli, neskaitāms skaits dzīvo būdņu tiek atvilkts pie tiesas, pie Yamaraj tiesas.
But those who are remaining here, they're thinking, not me, nope, not me.
Bet tie, kas paliek šeit, šajā pasaulē, tie saka, nē, tas tikai ar mani nenotiks, tas ar mani gan nenotiks.
Kim mascharyam atahaparam, there is nothing more amazing than this phenomena.
Un nav nekas vairāk, nav nekas pārsteidzošāks par šo fenomenu.
Each and every one of us is living right at the door of death at every second.
Katrs no mums ik sekundi dzīvo pie nāves durvīm.
At any minute we can be dragged through that door. But we are thinking, well, not me. Of course, the soul doesn't die, that's a fact. But we have to understand this body, this bodily identification, it can be finished within a second. So we should not wait for death to free us from the false identification with this body. Because actually people hang on to the false identification. If they're not properly trained in self-realization, they hang on to that false identification. That's why graveyards are haunted. Because the departed souls hang around their bones.
Tāpēc, ka dvēseles, kas ir atstājušas ķermeni, viņas tur tusējās apkārt ap saviem kauliem.
You ever gone to a graveyard at midnight?
Kādreiz esat pusnaktī bijuši kapos?
No, thank you, I don't want to go.
Nevajag arī iet.
This is why in India they cremate, you see.
Tāpēc viņi Indijā arī kremē.
So there's nothing for the departed soul to hang around. There's so much caught up in bodily conscious, even that rotting corpse in the grave, they want to stay near it, you see. So we should free ourselves now by hearing from Krishna. By hearing from Srila Prabhupada. By hearing from the bona fide spiritual master, we should take advantage of this Shabda Brahma and detach ourselves from this lump of stool and urine and mucus and pus and blood.
Mums ir jāizmanto tā priekšrocība, ko dod šī Shabda Brahma, un sevi jādala. No šī te kaulu, urīna, viskārniem, visu citu pretīgo lietu maisa.
If I gave you a big plastic bag full of stool, urine, pus, urine and blood, mucus, you know, like that, would you want to take it home and keep it?
Ja es jums iedotu plastikas maisu pilnu ar visām šīm te čurām, kakām, asinīm un gļotām, tā tālāk jūs gribētu to nest mājās un saglabāt?
If tonight we handed everybody, okay, here we're going to give you a bag of mucus, bile, stool, urine and mucus. Here, have it. And give everyone your bag. Now take it home and keep it. Who would like to have that bag? Would you like to have it, Prabhu? So, the fact is nobody would want to have such a disgusting thing. So why are we holding on to this bodily identification? Do you know why, Shishi Gornitai Kijai? Do you know why we're holding on to this ridiculous, stupid identification? Because Maya Devi is the most expert marketeer in the entire universe. She makes those advertising agencies on Madison Avenue in New York City look like kindergartens.
Viņa padara lielākās pasaules aģentūras, kas atrodas Ņujorkā uz Madison Avenue, tā kā tāds, tas liekas kā bērnu šļups, bērnās.
Maya is so expert at selling us in this idea that we're the body.
Maya ir tik meisterīga mums pārdodot šo te ideju, ka mēs esam ķermenis.
This whole material world is a propaganda school to teach us to identify with this body.
Visa šī materiālā pasaule ir viena liela propagandas skola, lai mācītu mums to, ka mēs esam šis ķermenis.
As soon as you come out of your mother's womb, what do they say?
Tikko jūs iznākat ārā no mātes miesām, ko viņi saka?
Oh, it's a boy, it's a girl, isn't it wonderful?
Vai, kāds puisīts vai meitenīt, vai tad nav viņš brīnišķīgs vai viņa?
They glorify telling you that you're a boy or you're a girl, you
see.
They applaud and say, oh, how wonderful it is, a boy has come, a girl has come. From the very minute out of the womb, they're programming you to think, yeah, I'm a boy, isn't that wonderful? I'm a girl, isn't that wonderful?
No pirmā mirkli, tad jūs iznākat ārā no mātes miesām, jūs programējat un liek jums domāt, jā, es esmu puisis, vai tas nav brīnišķīgi? Jā, es esmu meitenis, cik tas ir brīnišķīgi?
And then we're being brainwashed at every step, every magazine, every newspaper, every movie, everything from all sides are being bombarded with this false identification with the body.
Katrā savas dzīves soli jūs tālāk tie, kad jums tiek skalotas smadzenes ar filmām, ar grāmatām, ar avīzēm, nepārtraukti.
So to get out of it is not easy thing.
Tāpēc tikt ārā no tā nav nemaz tik vienkārši.
It requires a Herculean effort.
Tas prasa Herkulesa spēku, centījums.
You have to declare war against the material nature.
Jums ir jāpiesaka karš materiālajai pasaulē.
War is heavy.
Un karš ir varens un smags.
If Latvia were to declare a war against Russia, that'd be very heavy, wouldn't it? You have to mobilize the entire country. Give everybody rifles and bullets. When there's a declaration of war, it's a very heavy thing, very intense. So we are declaring war against Maya. So it's a very intense thing.
Un tā ir ļoti smaga, nopietna lieta.
It requires training.
Un tā prasa apmācību.
If you want to be a successful soldier, you have to be properly trained.
Un, ja jūs gribat būt veiksmīgs karējus, jums ir jāiziet pareizi apmācību.
Otherwise, you'll be easily killed by the enemy.
Citādi jūs viegli nokulinās pretinieks.
So, wherefore we have training program?
Un kur tad mēs ņemam šo apmācības programmu?
We have a training institution.
Mums ir apmācību sistēma.
It is called ISKCON. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We train our members how to successfully fight guerrilla warfare against Maya. Guerrilla warfare means that you do whatever it takes to be successful. You do the needful, whatever is required.
Jūs darat jebkuru lietu, kas ir nepieciešama.
So a devotee will do whatever it takes to defeat the material nature.
Un bhakta darīs jebko, kas ir nepieciešams, lai tikai sakaut materiālu dabu.
Even if he has to put some clay on his forehead, you'll do it.
Un pat, ja viņam liek uzlikt mālus uz pieres, pat to viņš dara.
Even he has to give up eating meat and fish and eggs.
Un pat, ja viņam jāatsakās no gaļas, olu un zivīšanas.
Even if he has to stop smoking cigarettes.
Pat, ja viņam jāpārtrauc smēķēt cigaretes.
And drinking coffee.
Un dzert kafiju.
He will do whatever it takes.
Viņš darīs visu, kas nepieciešams.
Even he has to get up at 4:00 in the morning and sing their Gavastakam prayers.
Pat, ja viņam jāatsakās 4:00 no rīta un jāzēt Gavastakam lūkšanas.
He will do it.
Viņš to darīs.
You see, He's very, very determined, whatever it takes to become Krishna conscious, even if he has to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 16 times around the japa beads every day. You'll do it. He will do whatever is required to conquer over the material nature. Wherefore means an all-out effort. You can't hold anything back. Because I can guarantee you one thing. Maya Devi is not holding anything back. And she's very powerful. She's doing everything within her power to keep you in her grip.
Viņi dara visu, kas vien ir viņas spēkos, lai turētu savus, jūs turētu savus apskāvojumus.
Therefore, we require the help of Krishna.
Tāpēc mums ir nepieciešama Krishnas palīdzība.
Who is more powerful than Maya.
Kas ir vēl svarināks nekā Maya.
We require the help of Krishna's representative, the bona fide spiritual master.
Mums ir nepieciešams, lai mums palīdz Krishnas pārstāvis, patiesa garīgais skolotājs.
Because without the mercy of Guru and Krishna, it is not possible to win the war against Maya. You will never be successful without their mercy. But by their mercy, you can do it. You can win the war against Maya. So we are tonight requesting each and every one of you in this room. Become spiritual warriors. To defeat the Maya in your heart.
Un uzvariet Maju savā sirdī.
Become spiritual warriors.
Kļūstiet par garīgiem karējiem.
To defeat the bogus propaganda in this material world that we are these bodies.
Lai uzvarētu, lai sakaut šo propagandu, ka mēs esam šie materiāli.
On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, this is my humble request to each and every one of you.
Un Srilas Prabhupādas vārdā, šis ir mans pazemīgs lūgums ikvienam no jums.
So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
My question is about the golden middle way. As Maya, everything is Krishna, including Maya. How to declare war against Maya on the one hand, on the and on the other hand, don't start hating her.
Don't start.
Not to hate her.
Yeah. Actually, Maya is engaged in this way by Krishna.
Patiesībā Maya ir iesaistī, Krishna ir iesaistījis Maya šādā veidā.
She is a pure devotee of Krishna.
Viņa ir tīrs Krishnas kalps, bhakt.
But it's her duty, because you wanted to forget the Lord.
Bet viņas pienākums, dēļ tā, ka jūs vēlējāties aizmirst kungu.
It's her duty to subdue you.
Subdue
means completely defeat you.
Dēļ tā, ka jūs vēlējāties aizmirst kungu, viņas pienākums ir pilnībā sakaut jūs.
So, actually, there is nothing wrong. It is Prabhupada's statement that we should declare war against Maya. I have not invented this statement.
Tas ir, to ir teikt, tie Prabhupādas vārdi, ka mums ir jāpiesaka karš Maya. To es neesmu izdomājis pats.
You must, in fact, fight against Maya. That's a fact. There's no doubt. Your material desires, you must fight against them very strongly.
Jā, jums ir jācīnās pret Maya, jums ir jācīnās pret savām materiālajām vēlmēm.
And when you have successfully defeated the influence of Maya within your heart, then she will turn around.
Un tad, kad jūs sakausiet Mayas ietekmi savā sirdī, tad viņa pagriezīs to visu pretējā virzienā.
And she will become your ally.
Un viņa kļūs par jūsu sabiedroto.
She will assist you in your service to Krishna.
Viņa palīdzēs jums jūsu kalpošanā Krishna.
But you have to prove your complete dedication and your complete mood of pure devotional service.
Bet jums ir jāpierāda, ka jūs esat pilnībā sevi veltījis, ka jūs, jums ir jāpierāda savu.
And because until you do that, it's her duty to keep you in illusion.
Tāpēc, ka tik ilgi, kamēr jūs to nesat izdarījis, tas ir viņas pienākums, jūs turēt ilūzijā.
Actually, when you declare war against Maya, Maya is very happy.
Patiesībā, tad, kad jūs piesakat karu Maya, Maya ir ļoti priecīga, laimīga.
She would rather help you in your service than to keep you in illusion.
Tāpēc, ka viņa labāk jums palīdzēt jūsu kalpošanā, nekā turēt jūs ilūzijā.
She's just like the warden of a prison, you see.
Tas tā kā, piemēram, cietuma uzraugs.
The warden is an ordinary Latvian citizen, you see.
Cietuma uzraugs ir parasts Latvijas iedzīvotājs.
He doesn't really like to see anybody in prison.
Patiesībā viņš nevēlas redzēt nevienu cietumā.
He would be very happy if his job wasn't even necessary and he could do something else.
Viņš būtu pat ļoti priecīgs, ja viņa darbs nebūtu vispār, ja pēc viņa darba nebūtu nekāds nepieciešamības, viņš varētu darīt kaut ko citu.
But the government requires somebody to be the warden of the prison.
Bet valdība prasa, lai kāds būtu cietuma uzraugs.
So Maya would rather see you be a pure devotee.
Un Maya tāpēc labāk redzētu jūs, ka jūs esat tīrs bhakti.
Because you're desiring you or someone else, maybe not you, but I'm saying because we are desiring material sense gratification, it's her duty to keep us in illusion.
Bet tāpēc, ka mēs vēlamies materiālus jūtības apmierinājumu, tāpēc viņas pienākums ir turēt mūsu ilūzijā.
It's not a question of hating Maya.
Tas nav jautājums par, lai iemīstu Maya.
We don't hate Srimati Maya Devi.
Mēs neiemīstam Srimati Maya Devi.
We hate our own foolish addiction to material sense gratification. That's what we hate.
Mēs iemīstam savu muļķīgo pieķeršanos materiālajiem jūtekļu apmierinājumiem.
So actually what you're declaring war against is your own foolishness, actually.
Un patiesībā jūs piesakāt kāru pats savai muļķībai.
But that foolishness is provided by the courtesy of Maya Devi and the order of Krishna.
Bet šī muļķība mums tiek piegādāta un nodrošināta ar Maya Devi palīdzību.
Does that answer your question?
Vai tas atbild jūs jautājumu?
Okay, very good. Any other question?
Vēl jautājumu?
Yeah.
Bērns, viņš mācās staigāt, tas ir dabīgi, ka viņš lūpas. Tas ir dabīgi, ka kādā brīdī viņam var rasties tāda sajūta, ka tas ir pārāk grūts darbs iemācīties staigāt. Un es gribēju uzdot jautājumu, kāds būtu visoptimālākais, ko mēs varētu turēt savā prātā, iedvesmas avots. Kas mums varētu visu laiku iedvesmot? Nekas.
When a child learns how to walk, it's natural for him sometimes to fall down, and sometimes such a child might think, well, walking it's very heavy duty. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing. The question is, trying to walk and falling down, what should we meditate on? What should be the source of our inspiration to keep trying?
Yes. Well, the first thing is, how many adults here in Riga are still crawling around on all fours?
Jautājums ir, cik daudz no pieaugušiem šeit Rīgā joprojām klūp, tad, kad viņi staigā?
How many of them really gave up and said, I'm just going to crawl on my hands and legs for the rest of my life? So far as I've seen, all the people in Riga, they're all walking around on two legs. You see. So you should understand in the same way, how many people have successfully become absorbed in pure devotional service throughout the ages?
Un tādā pašā veidā jums ir jādomā par to, cik daudz cilvēki ir sekmīgi spējuši grendēties.
If Jagai, if Jagai,
absorb themselves in what?
I was going to say this. I was starting to say something else. I lost track of that. I was going to say that, look at Jagai and Madai. They became pure devotees.
Paskatieties uz Jagai and Madai. Viņi kļuva par bhaktām.
Just see how degraded they were. They were thieves. They were rapists. They were murderers. They even smashed, Madai smashed Lord Nityananda on the head with a clay pot and brought blood to his head. But they became pure devotees. So, if it's possible for Jagai and Madai, why isn't it possible for us? It is possible. Why do you think it's not possible for us to become pure devotees?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Well, think again. You think Guru and Krishna are not powerful enough to pull you out of the muds of nature? You don't have faith in your spiritual master in Krishna? They're powerful enough to pull you out of the ocean of birth and death? You think Srila Prabhupada is impotent? Do you think Lord Chaitanya is impotent? You're lacking in faith. That's your problem. You have to learn how to have faith in Prabhupada and Prabhupada's representative. You don't think they have the power to pull you out? You're thinking they don't have the power to save you. It's time you take a deep look inside your heart and see why you're lacking faith in Srila
Prabhupada.
He is Patita Pavana. He is the savior of the most fallen. So Narottam Das Thakur, he is praying that, my dear Lord, you are Patita Pavana. So, if you look at all the conditioned souls of this world, there is nobody more fallen than me.
Narottam Das Thakur's Lord.
Narottam Das Thakur. So he said, since you're Patita Pavana and I'm the most fallen, therefore I'm the first in line to get your mercy. I'm the first one in the queue to get your mercy. So if you're feeling yourself most fallen and most unqualified, then you are the first one to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. When the mother and father are raising some children, which child gets the attention first? The most helpless child, the little baby who is crying for help. So if you are the little baby who's crying for help, then you will get the first mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Un ja jūs esat kā šis mazulis, kas raud pēc palīdzības, tad jūs saņemsiet no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So, if you're feeling it's hopeless, there's no way I can ever get out of Maya, then that feeling of hopelessness will qualify you for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Ja jūs jūtaties, kad nav nekādu cerību tikt ārā no šīs materiālās pasaules, tad tieši šis bezcerības stāvoklis pilnībā jūs kvalificē.
If you will cry and beg for the mercy,
lūksiet žēlstību.
If you proudly don't cry, then you're lost, you're finished.
Ja jūs lepnībā neraudāsiet, tad jūs esat pazudis.
But if you will cry for the mercy, if you will beg your spiritual master, if you will beg Srila Prabhupada, if you will beg Krishna to save you with great intensity, please, my Lord, save me.
Bet jūs raudāsiet no sirds dziļumiem un lūksiet šo žēlstību, lūksiet šo palīdzību Krishna, garīgiem spēkiem.
Then they will grab you by the sika. They will grab you by the sika. Couldn't see if it's behind you. Yeah, there it is. Okay. They'll grab you by the sika and they'll yank you out of this material world.
Tad viņi sagrābs jūs aiz šikas un izraus ārā no šīs materiālās pasaules.
So you just have to beg for them to save you, that's all.
Jums ir vienkārši jālūdz viņi, lai viņi jūs glābj.
If you're not feeling that you're saved, that means you're not begging for the mercy.
Un ja jūs, nelūdzaties, if you are not feeling
that. If you're not feeling that you're being saved, it means you're not begging for the mercy.
Un ja jūs nejūtat, ka jūs tiekat glābs, tad jūs arī nelūdzaties pēc žēlstības.
It means that your chanting is mechanical. You're not chanting from your heart.
Tas nozīmē, ka jūsu džaps atkārtošana ir mehāniska, ka jūs neskaitat no sirds.
You have to cry to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You have to beg Krishna to save you. And then you'll be saved. Any other questions? There's one.
Is there anything we should avoid thinking about that we could commit offense against Maya?
Now just avoid the offenses against the holy names and you'll be okay.
Vieni izvairoties no apvainojumiem pret svēto vārdu un viss būs kārtībā.
Yeah. Don't think that the demigods, like Maya Devi or Krishna, on the same level with Krishna. That would be very offensive.
Nedomājiet, ka padievi, līdzīgi kā Maya Devi, ir vienā līmenī ar Krishna, jo tas varētu būt ļoti aizvainojoši.
You must always remember that Maya is a subordinate servant of Krishna. She is not God.
Vienmēr atcerieties, ka Maya ir pakļauts kalps, Krishna kalps, ka viņa nav Dievs.
Questions more? All right.
Определить, что это непосредственно.
Являет себя Господь через человека, или это его или проявление через его косвенное проявление через его
Дашкарт Диос Парадас цар человеком, как сопрост, как Диос Парадас цар человеком теша вейда, лайка винч не теша вейда цар салам энергиям парадас. Sometimes God appears directly through people. Through personalities, how one can know that God has appeared directly or indirectly through His energies?
Yes, when you become completely free of all material desires. Yeah.
Jā, kad jūs kļūsiet pilnīgi brīvs no visām materiālajām vēlmēm.
If you see a beautiful girl and you think, oh, she can be Krishna, she's for Krishna.
Jūs redzat brīnišķīgu meiteni.
We only think of how she can be engaged in Krishna's service.
So if you think that she is for
that she is the property of Krishna and she should only be for Krishna's enjoyment, not for you. If you have no more desires for material sense gratification. Even subtle desires for profit, adoration, and distinction.
Pēc jūtīgu apmierināšanu pat smalki, pat smalki jūtek apmierinājumi tādi kā pēc slāvas pa sekotājiem.
These are some of the symptoms of someone who's actually seen God.
Tad tie ir simptomi, kad tādam cilvēkam, kas var redzēt Dievu.
Any other question? How do you realize who's a pure devotee?
Yeah, what's the determining point? Kā saprast, kas ir tīrs bhakta?
Pure devotee is confirmed by guru, sadhus and shastra.
Tīru, tas, kas ir to, kas ir tīru bhakta, to apstiprina guru, sadhu un shastras.
You have to hear from guru, you have to hear from sadhus, and you have to study the shastra, and then you will know what is a pure devotee.
Jums ir jāklausās guru, jāklausās sadhu, un jāstudē shastras, un tad jūs zināsiet, kurš ir tīrs bhakta.
Questions more? Everybody satisfied? All right. So tomorrow morning I'll be giving class. There'll be a lecture tomorrow night also. I think then the morning after. So there'll be three more lectures, and then on Saturday my Vyasa Puja will be celebrated in Kaunas, Lithuania. Everyone's invited to come down for the festival. And then we'll be coming back also after the preaching in Lithuania. We'll come back for a few days in November, yes. Yeah, in November we'll come back and for a few more days.
For a week.
In November.
For a week.
Huh?
For a week.
For a week, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, for a whole week.
Yeah. Novembra sākumā no 4. līdz 11. novembrī šeit esam nedēļu.
So we thank you very much.
Paldies visiem.
Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shri Srimad Sankarsana Dasa ki jai.